everybody. My name is Christoph, and alongside me is
Brianna. Hey guys, what's up?
And this is Extra Normal Podcast, where we tell abnormal stories for these extra normal times. Brianna, how are you?
I'm great. Lots of exciting stuff happening. We've been very busy, per usual. But confirm. All good things. Yeah.
Yeah. How are you? Busy. I think I'm good. I can't even remember. I feel like I've been spun around, so I can't even remember how I'm doing. So I think I'm good. I'm gonna say I'm good. What's new? You might start a new salon. I hear that. I hear in the rumor, Bill.
Yeah. Bill? So Mill. Me being a Pisces, I always like to just evolve. You know, I'm always evolving and learning. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Have we talked about the whole astrology thing with you? I don't think we have. We? I'm sure we brought it up. You sound like a believer. Not. You said I'm a Pisces, therefore.
Yeah, I definitely full-blown Pisces. I believe in astrology. Our signs are compatible, so stop being insecure.
I wasn't worried about that, to be honest.
Yes, because I always say that my perfect match is supposed to be Scorpio, but I think that's on a friendship level. I've never dated a Scorpio. You got balloons?
I got balloons.
Where?
I got balloons on my screen. I don't know.
You're losing your mind.
I saw balloons. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry, guys. He dropped ecstasy before we started.
I wish.
Could you imagine?
Mushrooms are
20 minutes into it.
My microdose turned into a macrodose. No, I'm just kidding.
You'll see more than fucking balloons.
I don't know. Do you think I'm a Capricorn through and through?
Yeah.
Really?
But
what are the traits? Who am I supposed to be based on
Betty White
when I was born in January?
All you need to know, everybody, is Betty White has the same birthday. And that's all. That's it.
And Jimothy Carey.
So this is Betty White.
I am the spinning image of fucking Betty White.
He's a wonderful, you know, soul. Mm-hmm.
I like dick jokes like she liked dick jokes. Rest in peace, Betty White. Oh, she loved a dick joke.
Oh, my God.
That was her whole shtick when she was older. She was like, hey, I'm
literally her stick.
Pretty much, yeah. She was, her whole thing was like, I'm old, but I still like commenting on men being sexy and like, I'm not
That was her thing. I mean, I wasn't referring to her and you in that sense. So,
got it.
So that's wonderful.
That's wonderful.
I'm glad that you guys both share that. But I was reflecting on the kindness, the generosity, being true blue.
Yes. Was she the
being such a lover.
Yeah. Is that a Capricorn sign?
Yeah. But
aren't Capricorns also supposed to be stubborn?
You're fucking stubborn as all shit. I would really like somebody.
What would you like to?
To call in or to write us.
We don't have our phone lines are closed. Okay. So don't.
No. But just text us. No.
We DM got us. Rid of the phone lines because I was too stubborn.
Yeah. DM us. There's this debate that we have. Like, so if anybody
has a
newer car, so we're like, wow, this is so luxurious. We're not used to this.
Yeah.
And on both sides of like the passenger and the driver, you can control your temperature. So if you want it hotter, you can put the heater on and the other person could have, you know, it cold in there, you know, and vice versa. So if I'm in the car alone, like I'm going to control the whole show.
True dojo is your theory.
So when he gets in the car and he's like, oh my God, it's so hot. Like, why are you double? What did you double?
You're a double dialer.
He calls me double dialer. And
you're
like,
double dialer.
I'm like, when it's just me in my car alone, like I'm going to do all three, the ones in the back.
Is that a normal thing? Let us know. Call it.
But if he's in the car with me, I'm not going to control his temperature because that's what he was like. Insinuating.
No, that's not what I was insinuating.
You 100%.
I was insinuating two things. I was insinuating two
200%.
Things. 200%. Two things. Is that one, it doesn't really matter the other side. I mean, I guess you could it'll heat up a little quicker if you double dial, but you're going to feel the heat blasting on your face by the time, but it's not going to matter. And also two, you're not only a double dial, you're a panic dialer. What you do is instead of being like, oh, it's a little chilly in the car, let me crank it up to 76 or whatever.
No.
You put it on the max on both dials. You panic and you start flailing only, with the dial. It's only on in high the morning blast.
When we're taking our child to school and she's like, "Mommy, it's cold." So I put the freaking heater on.
But you put it on a high blast. You don't. You put I'm pretty sure you put it on the setting of like surface of the sun is the, what it shows up when you dial up.
Yep.
It is
Capricorn.
It's literally you do it to the point where it won't do it anymore. It's like we can't go any hotter, Captain. Fuck. This is gonna explode in the car.
Stubborn as fuck. Told you.
You're a double dialer. Admit it.
But you insinuated I'm doing it when you're not looking.
No, like, I think I'm just doing it.
Like, but who cares? Like, because
it's your dirty little secret. You do it when you're alone in the car.
This is his issue because he forgot to turn it down. Uh-huh. He was like, "Oh, so hot in here. Why'd you turn it?" It's like,
great impression.
Yeah. Like you do act like that. You do act like that. It's like, eerie. Hey. When you first get in the car, handle your controls. They're right in front of you. They're there for you.
Both on blast, on surface of the sun setting.
You're wild.
Hey, I didn't get to... As we were catching up, I didn't get to wish you happy cicada season.
Oh, no.
Happy cicada season, sister. And by the way, if anybody's curious, I know you're all dying to know... We are not, and if you're an American, if you're an American listener, we are not in the totality of the eclipse when dirty little California, dirty big California. So we're not gonna get the grand spectacle. So we bought glasses because we're California, we're self-centered, and we still want to see the little that we that we can capture. So
it's still a big deal. I mean, even our kids' school was like sending us an email about it. Hey, like it was just like eclipse. Yeah.
But I know some people from Texas. I work with some people from and they are closed. Like,
yeah. Is it true? Businesses that
are closed, schools are closed.
But is it true like, people are coming happening. In from out of town? I heard like hotels.
Airbnbs are like yeah. all hotels are all booked. Yeah. People for like 5 minutes. It's for 5 minutes of action.
I would be out there for like even tomorrow. I'll be out there for like 5 seconds, be like, wow. That's it.
I'm done. This sucks.
Because even if you're in their totality, it's just like you're just staring. But at the same time, I'm like, am I going to go blind? Did I buy the right
glasses? If you stare at the sun, yeah.
They said they were NASA approved, but are they really NASA approved? Can I still see?
Like, and can we trust NASA? Did they really land on the moon and why?
Don't get me started. Don't do it.
But anyways, it's not only eclipse season, everybody. It's cicada season for certain parts of America. You know what cicadas are?
No. Is it a flower?
These dirty little freaks.
Oh, no.
These dirty little fucking freaks. These are bugs.
Another cult? Oh.
No. There might be a cult dedicated to cicadas, maybe. I'm pulling up for the audio listeners. We'll pull up a shot, and this is what they look like. They're dirty little bugs. But the thing is, most of the time, they live underground. Mm-hmm. And they only come out in massive swarms.
During spring?
Every blue moon, and this is going to be the biggest. They're expecting it the biggest cicada season in over a century. So all these little
do they come here?
No, I think it's mainly in Jersey and stuff like that. I think it's two regions of the U.S. I believe.
The size of like mosquitoes or fleas or what?
They're about the size of I would say like fleas. They're tiny, but these little freaks for most of their lives. The reason why there's like cicada season and they only come out every blue moon. Is because they mainly live underground.
Yeah.
And they have little like straws essentially on top of their heads. And all they do for most of their lives, most cicadas will go most of their lives just sucking on tree branches and pissing up. Like, cause they basically the tree branch and they don't even do the good part of the roots, which is it's like the sweet part. Hold on, let me look it up. But they don't, most bugs like the phloem, which is like the sweet, like best part of the trees. It's like the sugary, sappy stuff.
They like the shittiest part?
They like the xylem, which is basically liquid. So they're just drinking all day and just pissing. And so when they come out, they come outside and then they are still just pissing. And so there's this phenomenon that happens when it's cicada season. Well, you'll be out in the summer and you'll be like, oh my God, there's a little bit of mist. And it's called cicada rain, which is basically just cicada piss. Because they per their body, they piss more than humans, more than elephants. They are, all they're doing is drinking and pissing all day.
How much water they be drinking?
They drink a lot. They drink a lot.
Because they're little bugs.
They're tiny little bugs, but there's so many of them, and they piss so much that you can feel the mist.
Oof.
Feels like those little misses you get in. Like,
I was going to say, now it makes you think, now it makes you wonder. Like,
is it all piss?
No.
Is real rain real?
No, you've been under a tree. And
I have been under a tree.
You feel like little drops.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, and you're like.
Probably piss.
Oh, like it's.
Is it bird piss? Is it bug piss? Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I don't think.
That's new to me.
How do birds piss? Is it just little drops? Does anybody know that? I've never thought about it.
I've
constantly thought about, like, oh, birds. There's bird shit coming.
Why don't you Google bird butthole? Because mostly it's poop, right?
You want me to Google
a bird's butthole?
You want me to Google bird butthole?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to see what we come up with.
Hopefully it's not like furry kink shit.
But what's up with the bird piss? They be shitting every bird. What's up with the bird? I just got images of birds' buttholes. Thank you, Brianna.
It's very much like a cat, dog.
Birds do not release urine. Okay. Okay.
No.
Hold on.
We are learning
this
so
is a
much
discovery.
In like 5 minutes of
boys
this
and
podcast.
Girls, for this brief moment. Okay, don't let your kids listen to this podcast or watch this podcast, but maybe in this next 5 minutes, you might be able to teach them something. Birds do not release urine from the body through an opening at the end of their urethra. Once the urine passes through the ureters. Don't let your kids watch this. To reach the cloacal chamber. What the fuck is all this? The urine and feces mixed. Oh.
No wonder it's always liquidy.
Oh.
Is that why it's white and black at the same time? Have you noticed that?
Is it just cum, piss, and shit?
Oh.
Is that what? And leave the bodies, the bird's body through the cloacal opening. So they just, they do an Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
They don't. Okay.
Still doesn't smell as bad as ours. Doesn't smell good.
That is wild that I never thought.
I never knew that.
I thought it was just pure shit. It's I thought wild. Birds just always had diarrhea. It's like these birds need to change their diet because, like, they always have diarrhea.
Yeah.
But it's just a combo platter. And there's got to be semen in there too, right?
Why you got to bring in the semen?
Because it's all mixed together. They only got one hole.
But
when you piss out your butthole.
But I don't think they're thinking about fucking when they're shitting and pissing.
I don't think they're thinking about fucking, but there's got to be some leftovers.
No. Google it.
Flag your laptop. Wait. How do
No, they don't. They don't. They lay eggs and
I'm
and
going. But they inseminate the eggs.
Yeah.
The female's eggs after they get inseminated. We don't know anything about biology, especially bird biology.
I hate this so much.
How do birds ejaculate? Oh, this is beautiful.
Oh, no.
We're going to post a little, like, we might get demonetized, flagged, all that stuff. There's a little picture of a bird, and it's got a little red square around its butthole to show you. Oh. Unlike mammals, most male birds don't have penises. Learn something new, kids. Instead, both male and female birds have what's known as a cloaca. Cloaca? Cloaca.
That's fun.
The cloaca is an internal chamber that ends in an opening, and through this opening, a bird's sex organs, testes or ovaries, discharge sperm or eggs. So it's the same hole. Birds have one hole. Well, two holes.
Two holes.
Well, they got a mouth hole.
Well,
they got the butthole.
Too,
they don't got three holes like us. They got the two hole. They're running a two hole.
No, they have ears, ear holes.
Okay, so they got. Okay, hold on.
What about their little pecs and their nose?
Okay, so birds got about four or five holes. We got an extra one. That is, well, okay. We learned something new. These bugs.
Wow. So these bugs. Okay.
Yeah, so they're pissing everywhere. So get ready for cicadas. The other thing I found out...
But they're not really here. I mean, for us.
They're not in our area.
Sorry, other people living in...
The other thing I found about these dirty little freaks, so they get fucking too like every other animal, not like birds.
Mm-hmm.
But they are at least 10%, maybe more, of the population of these cicadas are infected with basically a zombie virus that controls them. And how this zombie virus functions, it gets in them, and then for the males, it basically lobs off their genitals and creates like a white fungus, essentially.
And that's probably how they're getting it from the trees, from fungus. Just maybe. Like that. What was that movie?
Yeah. This is from the article. The white fungus takes over the male. Their gonads are torn from their body, and chalky spores are spread around to the nearby other cicadas. The insects are sterilized but not killed. This way, the fungus uses the cicadas to spread to others. So it basically tears off their dick and creates little spores that it uses to spread to all the other cicadas.
Oh, my gosh. So does it, like... Does it, like when they're going to mate, is it like, ha, 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 just kidding, I have this instead?
It's a long story. It's a sad thing. They got to sit down, the female cicada, look, I really like you.
But I'm controlled.
This zombie, this white fungus tore off my dick. I still want to hang out. I hope you're not offended.
Or at that point, is the zombie already taken over?
Pay for your Uber home.
And is it pretending to be... that one, and then it's like
a spore dick,
and then it just takes advantage of her.
Well, it looks like it spreads to other males. I think it's what do you mean? Like the spore, like no, because the genitals are gone at that point.
Well, how is it spreading?
But the gonads, hold on. What are gonads?
How is it contagious? Like, that's what I mean. From how are they giving it to each other? Is it airborne? The
title of this episode is We Have No Clue. I think they just rub it up against shit, and then
they must live in, like, I'm guessing, like humans and ants, like together in small proximities.
For your audio listeners, Brianna just made a mashing symbol with her hands. I don't know. I'm not quite sure.
Well, I'm wondering.
I haven't got the latest episode of Cicada News, so I don't know.
Let us know.
Call us. That's crazy though. Like, they're pissing off because they hang out in trees. They're pissing off of trees. They're spreading their little venereal diseases that are zombie viruses.
Gross.
Dirty little freaks.
Wow.
Dirty.
Didn't even know they existed.
Until now.
Definitely keep your mouth closed when you think it's raining.
I read this. They finally cleaned up. They didn't kill someone. They cleaned up the Fairfax District trash house. There was a house in Fairfax District, for folks that are not from sort of around this area. It's kind of West LA, in the heart of that. But there was a house that was hoarding so bad that neighbors would complain and stuff like that. So authorities stepped in. Guess how much, after all was said and done, how much trash and garbage out of this hoarder's house the authorities removed.
I don't even... Did they actually count it?
Yeah. Wow. Well, there was an approximate.
What?
7 tons.
Oh, my God.
7 tons of trash. And this is not like... We're not thinking about Halloween mansions or anything. And I just showed you a picture. We'll post a screenshot.
It almost looks like snow in their backyard of just, like, trash.
Do you imagine being their neighbor?
Or is that their front yard?
That's their front yard. Oh. We're looking at their front yard, and just to paint a picture for audio listeners, it is
covered.
Not a pristine lawn. It's not at all. It is covered in garbage. Like, it looks like a landfill.
Is that the car right there? They have a car.
Well, like, once was a car. And the car, yeah, it's so much trash. Covered. The car is piled except
people,
for the top.
Like, ever
very top
leave
of
their house? That's so scary.
Well, let's read on. Let's figure out.
I want to see the people
there's a
live
concerned
there.
Resident.
Oh, I want to see what the people there look like.
The small mountain of garbage quickly became an eyesore on North Martell Avenue, just off Melrose Avenue, which is like the fashion, besides Rodeo that everybody knows from like movies and stuff like that. It used to be kind of a spot where all the trendy shops and everything, not so much anymore. But anyways, while prompting concerns from neighbors about the homeowner's well-being, the property, which was covered almost entirely with hundreds of bags full of bottles, cans, clothing, and other refuse, is situated between two multi-million dollar homes. Could you imagine? You have a multi-million dollar home.
No.
And right next to you is essentially for, and not officially, but for lack of a better, for lack of a title, it is a landfill. How and much the stank that must be question. Coming off of there.
How much would you have to be paid to clear out that house?
To clear it out?
Mm-hmm. I mean, just imagine.
7 tons.
Imagine the things that you would find.
You would have to get, it would have to be, I think it would have to be, you'd have to give me the house afterwards. And I wouldn't live there, for clarity, just to sell. Because we're talking about Melrose area, which would go for a pretty fair. Each side of them is multi-million dollar house. So you'd have to give me the house, I feel like. I'll trade you the cleanup for the house. Because it's got to be, like you said, it's not. I'm telling you right now.
I there could be bodies in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
It's not the top layer.
And think about the smell and.
Yeah. You got to worry about the bottom layer.
Yeah.
Because that's the oldest stuff. That is the filthiest part of it. Like the top layer was recently thrown on top of the yard.
Like all the.
The bugs, the viruses. And not to mention, it does rain here, not so often, but it does rain here. So all that stuff is just festering and. The matter prompted a visit from the mayor, Karen Bass, and Councilwoman Katie Yaroslavsky, along with Department of Public Works staffers. Yaroslavsky said nearly 1 ton of the 7 tons removed was comprised of flammable and hazardous materials. So this house could have lit up at any moment. Because it's just,
say, you know, this is like mental illness.
It is. It is a form of mental. Especially when you get to the point of this. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are. I think if we're on the OCD versus the hoarder chart, I think we're probably lingering more towards the hoarder chart because we like collecting things.
Collectors.
Look at the back of our wall. Just one pretty picture. We have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But not this. This level or anywhere close to the subway.
You know, even though we have like a lot of stuff, we're always cleaning.
Yeah.
I can't even go, like, I hate dishes in the sink. Like,
of course,
I cannot imagine.
And there's no piles of trash. We just like memorabilia and collectibles and all that stuff. The Los Angeles Department of Building and Safety declared the property as imminent public safety and health risk around noon on Wednesday. It took them all the way this time, giving city crews the authority to remove the trash from the yard. Aerial footage taken by Air 7 HD Wednesday showed at least 9 workers shoveling the trash bag by bag and dumping it all into dumpsters. At one point, neighbors reported seeing rats and other rodents coming out of the home.
Nope.
So not just in the yard, out of the home. The rats were like, okay, now it's time. Our cover's blown. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, our nest is getting taken away.
Sanitation crews were able to clean up the yard and driveway and even removed a vehicle under the city's order, but were not granted access to the interior of the home. What? LAPD officers knocked, but the homeowner did not appear. What? Yaroslavsky says the county is attempting to offer mental health services to the homeowner. Thank you.
Wow. So wait, the homeowner agreed to let them?
No.
Oh, so they just... Did
they
it.
Just started,
but that's their property. Like, how you would does
figure,
that, how does that
I
work?
Guess if it's deemed a health risk, I mean, our rights are flimsy at best. Well,
I mean, that's honestly like them by them saying everything's fine, flammable. That's a good way to
yeah, that's how they got the right to take action because I'm sure that they, in some city ordinance, which is a law, it was deemed as a safety hazard, so they got through with that. But they can get inside the home, so who knows what the home looks like. City records show the homeowner was fined 8 years ago. So the homeowner was fined.
But for this.
They're just like, I don't care. Wow. Conditions at the location improved after that. Hold on.
What?
7 tons. So apparently this homeowner got cited 8 years because there was an issue. And he cleaned up his act. But about a year ago is when he started doing it again. It got to the point of 7 tons in a year. That's impressive. Like, how do you even generate 7 tons?
Is only one person living there?
As far as I can see. I think it's just on a daily basis that the homeowner is just collecting things and putting them in the yard. Mayor Hoff said the homeowner reportedly stays in an RV around the corner from the Fairfax home.
They don't even live there?
They don't even live here.
Oh my God. I got to hear the sister.
She didn't say much. Mm. ABC 7 spoke exclusively to the homeowner's sister who lives nearby and was equally upset at the mess he's left. Oh, she's not happy. Mm-hmm. I would hope that he would get rid of it, she said. Why else collect it? So homeowner's sister, Leah, says she and her brother have a strained relationship, but it wasn't always that way. She worries that without a long-term solution, it's just a matter of time before it goes back to the condition it was in recently. Since I bought it at one time and gave it to him, I would really like to get it back so I can fix it, she said. Oh. I can get it in good condition. So apparently she gave this guy the house. He's like, I'm going to fill it with trash. I'm going to live in an RV around the corner.
That's even worse. But, you know, it goes to show, and, you know, we can cut this out if you don't want it. But it's like you guys went over and helped your dad.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's like his garage. He loves to, like, collect things and go to garage sales. And it's like you guys did such an amazing job and did so much in one day to get rid of the junk and keep the collectible stuff. And, you know, now it's been, almost a year, and it's almost exactly back to where it was.
Hasn't changed much.
Yeah. Like, even just, like, trash and crap that's broken and fallen on the ground. It's, like, the exact same way that it was prior.
It's just a mentality thing.
Yeah.
It's completely about... It is a mental health issue. Like, when it gets to the extremes, I don't think my dad's at the extreme yet. I don't know. To be clear, I don't know if he didn't have a spouse, it might be the same situation.
Yeah,
I think his wife is my mother. It's not a stepmom situation, but I think she's kept him in check at least a little bit, because I do believe that if it were just entirely at my father's disposal, their house, it would be filled. It would be the yard would be filled. It would be he would get fined. Like,
for sure.
And it's an obsession. Mm-hmm. It's just an obsession. And I don't know. I think if the sister isn't able to step in the situation, or they provide a mental health, it's just gonna go right back
to wild,
trash in the yard.
Because I feel like where your parents live was Buena Park. So it's like you could maybe see that a little bit more, but like in a very expensive neighborhood, like I'm surprised that this has been going on that long.
And it's okay. Especially multi-million-dollar homes, like those neighbors, they've been calling this city for every day. Mm-hmm. They're just calling every day because they don't like eyesores. It's multi-million-dollar homes, which I mean is not that much in LA. It's like that's a middle class home in LA. I'm exaggerating a little bit. So
amazing. That's just so crazy.
It's nuts. It's nuts. We're kind of, you and I are kind of in between veterinarians right now, right? Because we had a bad experience with our vet. You got a sneak peek of what's
oh God.
We're in between veterinarians. And we're looking for a new vet because we had kind of a bad experience with our last one. Because you want to tell them the story, by the way, of our cat?
Of course, yeah. So,
call in if you've ever had this experience.
By the way, this has been the hardest thing to like hide from a child that doesn't understand this. You know, so we have two cats. The first one is perfection. The second one is like, please, somebody who wants him, take him. He's a sweet cat. He's just feral. Like he was found in a backyard of somewhere, or his mom was, and then she had a litter of kittens. And so these cats are just like alley cats basically. And that's, you know, just, I think it's honestly in the DNA, just how the hell. And so he's a climber. He's a scratcher. He's very curious. Like most cats, runs out all the time where our other cats just fucking chilling. He ain't doing shit. And so, and you know, if we say no, like he's very like, you know, he listens better. Yeah. And so You just like with our other cat, when this one was old enough, we got him fixed and brought him, you know, they do like a second checkup after you get him fixed and they're like, yeah, everything looks good. Like, da, da, da. Well, a few months after that, he's just starts humping stuff. And you know, at first I'm like, I've had cats my entire life and I've had multiple cats. My grandparents have cats. We've had dogs. We've had pet chickens. I've had like, you know, you name it.
The farm.
Yeah. And like, I've never seen a cat act like this. You know, when we got stray cats, they would spray sometimes to mark their territory like dogs. And then you get them fixed and then they're fine. This cat, you know, has sprayed, jumped inside of our dryer and has sprayed. I've caught him. He'll do it like right next to me. If I'm sleeping and I hear him purring really loud and you know, he's humping something. Our daughter's toys in her bed. I've had to sanitize them and clean them and wash them. It is mortifying. And so this went on for like since last year. Now I was like freaking out because I knew spring was coming. So a couple months ago, I was like, fuck this shit. Like we got to go. He's starting it up again. We got to take him. So I took him to the vet and the vet was like, oh no, like it's more common like for a female, like because, everything out, like, yeah. You know, like it's easier for them to check. But I guess like with a male cat, if they left any piece of the penis,
it's like the nutsack. It's like, yeah, testicles.
If he left any piece of that in there, he was like first saying, oh no, it's not possible. And then he started saying, yes, it is possible, but it's very rare. And it just was like a bunch of bullshit. He's like, oh, well, we would have to do this test and I have to call the lab to see how much it would cost. And I'm like, did you like do some botch job on my cat? Like why he humping? And yeah. We took our other cat to the exact same place, but that was 4 years prior. So, what else was he?
They say one of the reasons why we were sort of hesitant to take the cat back in is because they do say that sometimes they mimic those type of things and it's a behavioral thing.
Yeah.
But it was happening so much and like you thought you saw like liquid stuff. So
for sure. Like, 100 multiple times.
So it's like, I knew extra credit. This goes beyond behavioral at that point.
Two times I caught it. Ugh.
So that's stains. When we decided to take it in.
Stains.
And they said it's ultra rare, but we're at a loss because they're basically saying
to do this test, it's like $500.
Either do a crazy expensive test,
which costs way more than
actually
fixed.
Refixing. But then they said if they would need to actually check, then they have to. It's like a crazy procedure that is like it's complicated and it could hurt the cat and stuff. So we're a little bit of a rock and a hard place. So that's our review of that dentist. We won't shout them out just because.
Yeah, but it was just, you know, the whole, it just was really weird because it was almost
very
like,
strange.
It was almost like, were you the dentist? Like, you know, because I don't know. That was.
Wait, the dentist?
Sorry. I'm sorry. What? Like if you were the veterinarian.
Well, that's what, that was our first mistake. We took him to a dentist to get him fixed.
I have no idea where that came from.
I don't know. Who knows?
So sorry.
Words are hard.
But but yeah, like he bothered me though. And I didn't like how he like manhandled my cat because my cat's a little shit, but he's like, he'll never bite you. You can accidentally step on his tail or his paw and he will never like hiss at you. He is a very sweet cat. He liked to hump. That's the bizarre thing.
He's
not aggressive.
He doesn't have like that testosterone rage. He's just like, he likes a little fuck. Yeah.
A lot of fuck.
Well, at least our dentist. You got it.
That's so great. It's not just me.
Now you got it in my head. Well, at least our veterinarian. He might have botched a fixed job, but at least he didn't fuck a horse. Because the Fredericktown veterinarian has been charged with sex with a pony and two counts of domestic violence.
So he's fucking and hurting?
He's
No.
He's punching his family members because they're not more like horses. A Fredericktown veterinarian is charged with having sex with an animal and two counts of domestic violence against people after a March 31st incident at the family's farm on Knox Lake Road.
Fucking.
So in one night, that's a rager. He beat up two of his family members and fucked a pony.
Like beat up first and then fucked? Let's find out. Or got caught fucking.
I don't know, but Dr. Philip R. Diltz. Dr. Diltz. I don't know why that's so funny. It's helping that he fucked the pony, but Dr. Diltz is a funny name. 66.
No.
66 years old. Not okay. So, you know, still still active. Enter not guilty pleas with this week in Mount Vernon Municipal Court to the misdemeanor charges, which include allegations he had sexual contact with a Shetland pony. It's not funny. I'm so sorry. That poor pony. But it is a little funny. Sorry, pony. And later injured his wife, Brenda, 60, and his daughter, Hannah, 24.
Oh, my God. And he's married. Yeah, oh, my God.
Dr. Diltz. During a phone interview late Thursday afternoon, Diltz said the allegations regarding the horse made by his wife and daughter are not true and are the result of a divorce he and his wife are going through. Oh, it never happened, he said. I will be exonerated. It will just take some time. After spending Sunday night in the Knox County jail, Diltz was released on a $75 bond and after his arraignment on money.
Stop.
On
I
Monday.
I think somebody, poor horsey, but I think they should inspect it and see. If some foul play's going on, you know, if they find a semen or something,
that is pretty.
I genuinely would want, because that pony does not deserve that life. And let's this is gonna be so fucking disgusting. Let's be real.
Okay.
A horse's dong and a human's homegirl's probably like, bro, like it ain't it. Like this is not where it's at.
Wait,
like,
hold on. What are you thinking happened?
He fucked the horse.
He
right?
fucked the horse.
No,
right?
But I'm saying like a female getting fucked. Have you seen a male horse's dong?
Yes, they're gigantic. I've lost the thread. Yes, they're big.
So what I'm saying is she's probably like, homie, it's not it. Like this is not it for me. Like I'm used to a big dong from a big horse.
Oh, okay. So you're
how do you not get what I'm saying?
You are role playing as the horse.
I'm the horse.
You are talking about
I'm the horse.
How the horse was mildly dissatisfied at the penis size of Dr. Diltz while she was
Yes.
Not what's happening. She's like, oh, he's a little small.
No, obviously.
I'm used to
but
that
she's
big
like,
dick energy.
She's like, bro, first off, you're human. Like, second, you got a small dick. First, keep him moving. So, that's what I'm saying.
Even for human Dr. Diltz, that's small.
Even if he was large and in charge,
you don't even have a pony dick.
He can't touch a pony dick.
Oh my God.
Just saying.
So apparently law. So this is what happened. This is how it went down, that this whole thing spun out. Law enforcement officials went to the family farm. Oh, they doxed them at Lake Road. We'll just say that outside Fredericktown on Easter evening. Easter. Responding to a 911 call made by Hannah Diltz, which is the daughter. She advised dispatchers her father had been caught having sex with a horse, had access to guns, and was threatened to shoot himself and others. After taking Philip Diltz into custody without incident at the scene and placing him into a cruiser, deputies interviewed the two women. Deputies said Brenda Diltz had a red mark on her neck from where her husband had allegedly put his arms around her neck. Hannah Diltz had scrapes on her hands after reportedly trying to stop her father from assaulting her mother. She told deputies her father had been drinking vodka. There's no amount of vodka that would cause me to fuck a pony.
I'm wondering how did they get there? I'm just thinking, like, when she married this man, if she ever wondered in the back of her mind, I'm marrying a pony fucker. And how long was he doing this?
How do you spot a pony fucker?
Like, no,
what's
but
a,
I
what's
mean,
a
like,
sure sign
like,
of a pony fucker?
It's just like the like she probably looks back at her life like.
Do you think he had a role play as a horse once?
I'm with a pony fucker. Like, how did we get here? Like,
do you think they ever role played? Like, you know, like you're like, oh, I'm the pizza delivery guy. Like, oh, yeah, you got a special. Do you think he had her like role play as a horse?
Maybe some kind of animal.
Apparently. Nay for me, baby. Brenda Dilt told deputies she had gone to the barn on the property to use a hose. Well, he was using his hose to put water into a trough. She saw what she believed was her husband having sex with a pony. Oh. She told deputies her husband tucked himself back in and questioned what she was doing there. She said, "Oh my gosh, what are you doing? That's a good question." And ran to her daughter, who was in a nearby van. Philip Diltz, then last name's never going to get hold to me yet. Then allegedly told his wife his life was over and that he was going to shoot himself. Oh, this piece of shit. Well, yeah,
you just got fucking caught. That makes you wonder how long it's been going on for.
A disagreement allegedly became physical when the two women tried to prevent him from going into the house and down to the basement where firearms are located, according to... So they tried to protect him from hurting himself, and he ended up assaulting him. He's a real sweetheart. Oh. Diltz told a different story to Knox Page, denying the animal... So what's the sick fucker's got to say for himself? We had a sick horse. You're the sick one, dude. And I was waiting for it to eat its oats. That sounds like a sexual.
Oh, can you imagine if the horse or the pony was really sick though, and he's fucking it?
He said, "I was standing behind it and I took it by the tail and was turning it when my wife looked through an opening in the barn." He said his wife accused him of having sex with the pony and ran away. Dilt said his wife told his daughter that she thought she had been seen and they encountered him in the driveway. "We are in the midst of a divorce that has gone south." Yeah, if she's accusing you of having sex with ponies, I think that's south. Babes, if you ever accused me of having sex with a pony, I think our relationship would be...
It's already okay.
I think that's south.
It's already...
What's south of south?
Disgusting enough if... Either one of us cheated and then we slept together because it's sleeping with that other person too.
Sure.
As humans. Yeah. But for that poor wife to be oh shit, I just had sex with him last night. And in the back of mind, knowing that he did that and knowing potentially big potential that he's done it before, I don't even... I would just go to my gynecologist as fast as I could. I feel so bad for her. I feel that it's just, wow. I feel bad for her and the pony.
Even if...
It's horrible.
I mean, it's all shady. Why are you going to check on a...
And obviously he did it. If he's trying to be my life's over, I'm going to kill myself. Yeah, because you got caught. That means you know what you're doing is fucking wrong and disgusting, and no one's ever going to, accept that.
It's hard to imagine that if you were taking care of a sick horse and you were grabbing it by the tail or whatever he's claiming, whatever his story is, and your wife comes in on you and you're not coming. It's hard to imagine your first reaction would be, "Oh my God, my life's over. I'm going to go kill myself." If you didn't do it, you'd be like, "What are you talking about?" And you're like, "This is a sick horse. Look, here's the reaction." Yeah. His reaction tells me that there's a lot of validity to this, that he's "I'm going to go kill myself now."
100%. I'd be like, "What are you talking about?" You know what you see. And she even probably in her mind was like, "Am I really seeing this right now?"
She probably
even questioned herself. Is that real? But we all know what that looks like, Well, not what that looks like, but
I don't know what that looks like.
An idea in your mind.
There's a mental image for sure that I'm trying to get out right
one
now.
One of my ex-boyfriends showed me a video of a horse fucking a girl once. And that's the only reason why I know how big their wiener is.
You were young.
Oh, we were 18, 19.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
And it was one of those shitty videos. It was on YouTube back then. And at that moment, I
it's disgusting.
Disgusting. The horse didn't want to. It was the guy was behind it, forcing him to do it to her. And I just was that woman's insides are going to die.
A dude died from being fucked by a horse. Oh, it was a famous case where...
See? No.
A guy had sex with a horse.
And you can't,
and it
like,
caused some kind of bleeding.
You can't unsee it. You can't unsee it. Like,
I didn't
it,
see that video, but I remember hearing that story.
It, like, it's just burning my brain, and I hate that I watched that. But that's the only reason why. Like, I've been with Noah the size of a horse's wiener.
Gross. They got big dicks. So that guy's disgusting.
Oh my God. What a, that's a. That's
I just, again, I don't know. Like, listen, proven.
For all the horse fuckers out there.
Innocent until proven guilty. Yeah. But if your first reaction to being accused of fucking a pony is like, my to life's over, I'm going to go kill myself. That's... And then your family is trying to prevent you from going down to the firearms basement. Your reaction is to like hurt them.
Because look at how.
You're a piece of shit either way. You might 100%. Be a pony fucker, or you might not be your. 100% piece of shit.
Think about like a serial killer when they get caught, or like a child molester. They try to do the same thing.
Sure.
Right?
I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah. It's like, to me, like, caught you red-handed. You're guilty.
Yeah.
100%.
Fucking guy. Fucking dilts. Mm. Fuck you, dilts. I got to ask you something.
Oh, no. I don't want to get fucked by a horse.
No. No, that's not an invitation.
I don't want to fuck a horse either. Thank you.
No. None of that. No horses.
Okay.
No horses, no ponies.
Oh, no. I'm scared.
No wild animals. Oh, by the way, before we get into that.
Oh, no. There's a picture of a goat.
Yeah. Do you ever? Apparently, there's like an island in Italy where there's too many goats, so they're offering goats for free. Would you take a free goat?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Clementine would love a pet goat.
If we had a giant, if we lived in Montana, we had acres of land. What would be the first wild animal, traditionally non-domesticated animal that you would keep? Would you be like the Tiger King, whatever that documentary was back in the age that everybody's obsessed with?
No.
What would be the first wild animal that you'd want to?
Piggy. Pigs.
That's it? That's so simple. People have pet pigs. You want to go lion, jaguar,
no.
Elephant?
No, they're too, that's
flamingo.
Too high maintenance. In order to feed them, you're like, it's very expensive.
But you could hire, let's say you're a multi-billionaire.
I'm after the, what the fuck are those guys that were in Vegas? After those.
Siegfried and Roy.
After that, I've always wanted one until that story. Because I thought if they can literally train, and I know they blame themselves, or like they're wild animals, yada yada. I love them.
That was their problem. They said wild animals, never, yada yada.
Yeah, I would cares, never. Blah, blah. I mean, we even went to, what hotel is the zoo in Vegas? Is it attached to Caesar's Palace?
You mean like the snow?
Yeah.
The white tigers that used to be.
Yeah. Anyways, like there's a zoo. Yeah. So there's a zoo there.
Yeah.
I don't think it's MGM Grand. Okay. I think they used to be there, but it's across the way now.
Kind of don't give a shit.
Fuck you. Anyway, so we went to go check them out, and usually during the day, because it's so hot in Vegas, they're sleeping. Like they, when it's any type of heat, I mean, our cats are the exact same fucking way. They just lounge around. So they're kind of hiding. Asses. They're just like, these humans are annoying. But there was this one fucking bitch, and he was, or it might've been a female. Excuse me. I don't remember, but he like, there's all these people that came over everybody's like, oh my God, it's so beautiful, ready to take pictures. And we were like further like away. And I remember he came around the corner and everybody's taking pictures. Like, oh, I was like, oh my God, it's out. And it fucking sprayed all of them with its urine. It fucking lifted its tail.
Fun. Good for that tiger, actually.
And they all kind of like, the people were just kind of like, oh fuck. Like they were kind of laughing, but kind of like,
yeah,
we're covered in piss right now.
Yeah.
You know, and I just thought to myself, I was like, fuck no, I don't want one of those as a pet.
That tiger is losing the war, but he won the battle that day. It's like, I think, good for him.
See, there's certain animals like animals that I would want, like a kangaroo, but they're fucking assholes.
They're assholes, yeah. They'll box you out. And they're strong. They're super fucking strong.
I would love like a koala bear, but like if they're not high as fuck on their what do they eat?
The plants.
Bamboo? Is it bamboo? No.
No.
Not bamboo. The certain...
I just know they all have chlamydia.
Tree that they
There's
eat.
There's a large portion of them that have chlamydia. What? You didn't know that?
Oh my God, is that from a human fucking them? What the fuck is going on?
Koalas have chlamydia. Yeah, it's a thing.
Koala chlamydia.
Chlamydia. Koala
is that,
chlamydia.
Is that how they got the name?
Five times fast. Koala chlamydia. I can't.
I would love one, but I heard that like if they're not like on their fucking shit that they're eating, they'll scratch your fucking face off. So
yeah,
you know, so I think I'll stay safe. I mean, I guess I wouldn't have that many pigs because I know
if pigs are safe. If they get really, sure.
They are, but they're not. I would want like the pigs that always stay small. So it'd have to be like a runt or like, you know, like the dwarf pigs, because the big ones scare me and they can eat you.
They do. That's how they used to dispose of bodies way back in the day. Like, feed them to the pigs.
So I would want a little one.
Could you
have a pet turkey? I want all the stuff that people eat, so we won't ever eat.
That was gonna be my next question.
Turkey?
Well, would you, if these animals that are your pets now, if they died of natural causes that were not infectious in some way,
eat them? No.
Would you be able to in honor of them, like life goes on.
In honor,
Babe the pig. I know you died. But in honor of you, I'm gonna eat you.
You'll be part of your memory. Now.
We're gonna have a nice meal. No,
didn't
am I off on that?
Jeffrey Dahmer the love of his life. Didn't he say, "I'm gonna eat your heart, so we could always be together. You'll be part of me forever." Fuck no.
Well, I'm not talking about eat humans. Meat? I'm saying if a turkey dies naturally of old age, would you eat?
Those are my babies.
Thanksgiving, Mr. Mittens.
I will never eat my baby cat.
Ravioli, I'm not asking you to eat cat.
The hump cat, maybe. Well, they're pets.
Uh-huh.
I'm not eating my pets.
I'm not saying I would either.
They will be taxidermied and they will live with us forever. This is a
fun question. I wouldn't do that. I couldn't. No. After you get attached to the animal, it'd be hard to fucking eat.
Now.
In their memory.
The only situation where maybe leaning towards yes would be if natural disasters, we have no food.
Oh, yeah. Well, the cats are going to eat you, so you might as well eat the cats.
So we literally, have to feed our child. Like, that is literally the only way, and I hate even thinking about that, but hey.
That's got to be. I don't
ever want that to happen.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's got to be a really bad experience. If you're to the point where you don't have any more canned food, you've been rummaging around for miles and miles on end, and somehow you've been keeping your cat in your backpack as a pet, and like you were just literally out of food and out of energy, like to do that. Oh my God. It's crazy. Well, I'm sorry for this. I got to ask you though, what would be, you keep getting sneak previews. This is, we're on the same for audio listeners. And you could probably tell if you're a visual, but usually my stories come up on Brianna,
he's usually sitting on the other side, but he's next to me.
It comes as a surprise. Like I'm fucking a pony in the barn.
Oh God.
But now she's getting sneak peeks of all the stories. What would you do? What would your be response if our little one had to get somewhere and they were resourceful and they ended up taking the car and they got in trouble? They got in a police chase. What would be the
you mean like when she's like older? She wouldn't give very
now.
She would not give very far.
But what would be the punishment for her taking the car? What would you do? What would you do? Sounded so judgy. Would you be impressed? Like, would you be like, this not a good idea, but I was actually impressed. You got pretty far.
If
there's
still like a juvie, I would definitely want her to go there and maybe stay overnight.
Oh yeah, as a lesson.
Yeah, I think she'd be mortified. But to actually stay like in a prison cell or something, I think that is well deserved, don't you?
Yeah, I mean,
to really just kind of really put the fear
in it, don't do that again.
You know, but like in a juvie, I wouldn't want it to be an actual prison.
No, don't put them in the same. Don't put them in with Dr. Dilts.
And I would want them to be, you know, really like hard on her. Because
think about what you've done.
Obviously, because I feel like there's nothing we could say or, you know what I mean, for her to understand and grasp it, that would show that we mean business, you know?
Yeah. Well, this comes from CBS 19 News out of Oroville, California. A California police officer got a shocking surprise when the car he was chasing came to a stop. Behind the wheel, a 9-year-old boy making his way to school. So this 9-year-old boy was like, I got to get to school. I'm going to take the car. And he ended up taking police on a chase. Just shock. Several other officers showed up as well, and it was kind of one of those no one really believed it kind of things. So several other officers showed up to the scene just to see, in fact, that it was a 9-year-old driving the vehicle. Wow. How far do you think our little one could get? Do you think she would hit the curb? Like
Grand Theft Auto.
Officer Dunn.
She'd be going up a curb, maybe hit someone.
She wouldn't make it past the block. No. Officer Dunn noticed the car stopped in the middle of the intersection of 4th and Grand. He then announced over the PA system for the car to move, to which the boy turned onto 4th Street, making his way through this intersection and then through the parking lot of the Valero gas station that I'm standing at. Now, after navigating his way through the gas station, so he's kind of weaving. He made his way through to the dirt lot over there, where he then backed into Officer Dunn's patrol car. A few seconds later, I did notice a little head bobbing inside. Unusual. I exited my patrol vehicle, made an approach, and as I was approaching, I could see a kid, which turned out to be a 9-year-old child, sticking his head out saying, "I'm sorry, I was trying to get to school." The boy's school was right next door. So he almost made it to the school.
Did they ask if this is like the first time he's done this?
Could you imagine all year long
like he's been
he's just making his way to school. It's the first time I finally fucking got caught. At that point, we're trying to identify if that was the school he was actually heading to. We contacted the principal, we contacted the parent, and everyone showed up to the scene, Dunn said. Officer Dunn says despite no one getting hurt, it should serve as a lesson to keep cars out of kids' reach. Wow. And teach kids the importance of driver safety and laws. Hopefully a lot of other people take this to heart and learn from it. So hopefully this doesn't happen again in the future. Just maybe talk to your children about the dangers of driving a vehicle.
Nothing about the parents? I gotta doesn't hear about say the anything, fucking parents.
But apparently if they were...
Like, it makes me think like it was a situation...
Parents were on drugs or
yeah,
some shit.
Where he was like... Let's look you up. Know, because we all know that school for a lot of kids is a safe place.
Sure.
A lot of like households don't even have food for their kids. So a lot of, you know, like areas, you know, you can get your lunch or your breakfast at school. They even do brunch at some schools, mm-hmm. your lunch. And I'm sure if there was something, a snack for after school as well. So, I mean, and then just obviously teachers, you know, and the train and all the other staff, like it's a pretty good place to be at, you know, especially if you're coming from a dysfunctional family at home.
Sure. So it's way up north in Northern California. And wow. Apparently he did this because he missed the bus. Like he was like, oh no, I missed the bus.
So did he, here's I wonder mama's if he thought keys. He was going to get in trouble.
But I don't know. Like, is it, it must have been, because there's not a lot of details to this story. It must have been, I'm just trying to parse it out as the detective on the scene here. It must have been, I'm sure mom said or dad said, you know, bus is coming, and he's like, okay, I'm heading out, and he was just fractions late, and so he just stood out on the curb, but mom or dad assumed that he was already on the bus.
Or mom and dad were still sleeping, and he knew what time he was supposed to go,
and he just,
or they, maybe they woke
oh,
up
they
to,
slept
like,
in.
And you know, trying to, like, hard love, be like, you need to be responsible, you have to
take the car,
take the bus at this time.
Fix your mistake.
And then he didn't, and he probably thought he was going to get his ass whooped.
You think he's going to, if they're that type of parents, he's going to definitely get his ass whooped. Like,
yeah, because of course he fucked up the car, could have killed himself, and just.
It's wild that nobody got hurt, but yeah, he
yeah,
just.
Thank God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. But I want to kind of meet this kid. He sounds brilliant.
He sounds like, impressive. Just, I mean, he should be a race car driver when he gets older. Well, make sure you teach your kids. Maybe teach your kids about bird piss and shit. But definitely teach them about driver safety.
Yeah. He must play a lot of video games, like race car games.
He probably plays Mario Kart like fucking a ton.
Yeah.
Good for him. Well, this has been episode Extra Normal Podcast. Again, my name is Christoph. My mom is Christoph. My name is Christoph. And alongside me is Brianna. And you can find us on all the social medias at Extra Normal Podcast. Email us at extranormalpodcast@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions about bird peni or cicadas pissing. I don't know. Whatever you got a comment on, we'll take it. And thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.